Mitch the Squish has got to go. Cocaine Mitch has now come out and said, no matter what, he will not push for the impeachment of Joe Biden. He will not advocate for it. He will not even call for Biden to resign. Why? Because according to him, Republicans don't impeach. We should wait till the 2022 midterms or even the 2024 election if we want to change people's behavior. And this is after the bombshell Reuters news story where they published a partial transcript of the last call between Joe Biden and then President of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, where in that transcript, Biden acknowledges that he knows the Taliban are going to take over, but he wants Ghani to lie, to pretend that they won't, to make Biden look good politically so he could have a photo op on September 11. My friends, he not only systematically lied to the American people for weeks, he not only deliberately downplayed the reality of an emerging and imminent Taliban victory, but he also tried to condition our air support to get a foreign leader to openly and nakedly lie. Ghani refused to do it, saying he was pleading for air support now. Forget perception, forget optics. The Taliban were on the verge of taking everything over, and now as they are fully exposed, it is time to bomb them into oblivion. Rather than defeat the Taliban in the face of a full-scale invasion, as Ghani told Biden, Pakistan is behind it. 10 to 15,000 terrorists are joining the ranks of the rampaging Taliban. It is now or never. Biden was obsessed with the political optics of him getting a photo op on September 11, where the leader of Afghanistan would be claiming the Taliban were not winning, when in fact he and everyone knew they were. If this is not abuse of power, if this is not treason, if this is not high crimes and misdemeanors, then nothing is. It was systemic deception, systemic lying, and the willful surrender of Afghanistan and the betrayal of 2,400 troops who died in Afghanistan over the last 20 years. And Mitch McConnell doesn't have the guts to call for Biden's impeachment, even when opinion polls now show 52% of Americans want Biden to resign. An overwhelming majority, a supermajority, now want Congress to have a full investigation to get to the bottom of this absolute debacle and strategic humiliation. And they want people held accountable and heads to roll. And Mitch McConnell is trying to sweep this under the rug. With opposition like him, we will never win. He is controlled, managed opposition. He is the Washington Generals to the Democrats is Harlem Globetrotters. He is essentially paid to lose and throw in the towel. And as I said on my show, and I want to repeat it, if you've ever seen the movie Braveheart, and it's based on historical fact, William Wallace, the great Scottish patriot, realized that Scotland would never win its independence and freedom from England and English tyranny until he first dealt with the corrupt, collaborating Scottish nobles. And that is the same with us patriots here in the United States. Biden is the ultimate enemy, but we can never defeat Biden and the Democrats until we get rid of the rhino Judases and the rhino traitors. It's time for Mitch to go. We need new leadership. Leadership that will not appease. Leadership that will not collaborate. Leadership that will not compromise. But leadership that will stand up to this criminal regime and take the fight to them. Mitch needs to go. The sooner, the better.